Part 1. The Beginning of the End. Chapter 1. A World Destroyed. The brick apartment building at 18 Collier Road, Atlanta, Georgia, still stands. Today it's in demand for its proximity to Midtown and Buckhead, and across the street a major medical facility, Piedmont Hospital. In July 1945, it was home to Sarah Sims Edge and her daughter, Sarah, age 3. With a second child due in August, Sarah, likely dreading another scorcher of a July day in Atlanta, went about her daily routine of household chores and caring for little Sarah. She was looking forward to the mail, anticipating a letter from her husband, U.S. Navy Commander Lawrence Lott Edge. Since his deployment to the Pacific, Edge, commanding officer of the USS Bonefish, had written with such clock-like regularity that despite the great physical distance separating them, Sarah felt as close to her husband as was possible in wartime. Sarah had last been with Lawrence in San Francisco, where the Bonefish, upon her return from the Pacific in early November 1944, had undergone a major overhaul at Hunters Point Naval Shipyard. Typically, Pacific Fleet subs underwent 3 to 4 month-long overhauls on the West Coast, either at Hunters Point or Mare Island Naval Shipyard. It had been a wonderful and long-anticipated reunion for the couple. Romantic, too, for Sarah soon discovered that she was pregnant. After the Bonefish completed her overhaul in mid-February, she had sailed for Pearl Harbor. From Pearl Harbor, she departed for Guam, arriving on Easter Sunday, April 1st. Far to the northwest, in the Ryukyu Islands, American troops were landing on Okinawa, Japan's last Pacific bastion. Only 956 miles from Tokyo, the capture of Okinawa would give the United States a forward staging area from which to launch Operation Majestic, the proposed invasion of Japan, should it become necessary. As the fight for Okinawa gained momentum, the Bonefish departed Guam on her 7th War Patrol, Lawrence's 3rd as CO. In addition to a regular combat patrol, he had orders to conduct a top-secret special mission. Well in advance of his departure from Pearl Harbor, Edge had been informed that this patrol would be his last as captain of the Bonefish, as he was slated for transfer to the staff of Comsub.